to 8 o'clock. Throughout the week on Breakfast, we've been marking the return of Autumn Watch to our screens by taking a look at wildlife in our region, along with tips on how to see it and how to snap it. You may remember we've been looking for otter poop in Barnard Castle, learning about the smartphone app on the tees and how camera traps could help you chart the creatures rather you may find in your very own back garden. While otters, birds and dormice may be interesting, are they really the most exciting things out there? David McMillan has more.
As we make our way around the region, we'll see all kinds of birds in the sky, we'll see sheep and cows in fields, squirrels in the park, and little fish in the rivers. If we're lucky, we might spot a badger or a bird of prey in our travels. But if we delve a little deeper, are there stranger, rarer things to be found? A year ago, we told you on BBC Tees how cameras had been rigged up around North Yorkshire forests, primed to produce photographic evidence that pine martens were back in the region. So have they had any success? James McConnell is from Nature Spy.
Unfortunately, we've had nothing concrete, but there's certainly been an increase in sightings.
Closer and see into the trees.
There was reports of a road casualty pine marten further south in the county. And we just had a sighting from somewhere over in the Yorkshire Dales as well.
But despite the lack of living pine martens, James and his colleague Hannah Henshaw say the project has certainly not been a big waste of SD cards.
Recently we captured fallow deer, we didn't expect them. And what's been particularly good is doing it over the summer is you get, of course, babies. So you get the roe deer kids and the fallow deer fawns frolicking in front of the cameras, cheeping.
We've had a sleeping deer in front of the camera and they scrape their little areas in front of the camera and have a sleep, and that's really nice to see, yeah. Isn't it? And I think the fox cubs are really, really cute.
The badgers are always a delight to see trotting past the camera. I mean, I say trotting, it's more of a bumble.
I hear a voice and start to run.
Earlier this year, there were reports that black squirrels had made their way to North Yorkshire. On the other side of the county line, though, it's a white interloper that's hopping its way around the region, as Vivian Kent from Durham Wildlife Trust explains.
Well, there was a report in the Teesdale Mercury last year. Somebody saw and photographed a white wallaby in Upper Teesdale. Yeah, so there are some feral populations of wallabies around in the north of England which are escapees, and a white one would probably just be a colour more.
And in County Durham, there's also a cute but cantankerous creature on the loose.
There's been a couple of sightings of raccoons.
Where were the raccoons spotted, and how likely is it that they really are there?
Oh, they're definitely there. It's photographic evidence. One can only hope that they just don't get together, because if they start breeding, they could be a real nuisance.
Why would it be a problem if the raccoons found each other and found love? Make it sound romantic, some love in the Upper Dales.
Well, they're not a native species. They could cause a lot of problems for our native species. They could do damage to habitats as well.
Finally, what about the obligatory big cat sightings? They've been reported everywhere in the northeast, from Castor to Croft. So, are they really here? Well, Vivian says if they are, we'll spot them soon.
There's always rumours about big cats out in the countryside. The fact that remote capture wildlife cameras are now much more accessible. A lot of people have them. There's a lot out there in the countryside. If there are any big cats out there, we're going to catch them on camera sooner or later.
David McMillan with that report there. BBC Tees Breakfast at 8:32.